you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today, Larson. What's in the news?
So now that Edge has returned to WWE, there's a pretty short list of names, former superstars that WWE, AEW, Impact, virtually any company could bring in and attempt to pop them ratings. Perhaps at the top of that list is one Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk. And during a recent interview with UpRocks to promote his latest film, Jacob's Wife, Punk talked about whether pro wrestling needs him and what it would take for him to get back in the ring. These transcripts are from Fightful. This is what Phil had to say, quote, "I think the right combination could maybe be figured out, but it's also not for me to figure out. It's not my world anymore. I'm certainly not Hulk Hogan where I'm going to show up somewhere and like, no, this is how it's going to be. Doesn't work for me, brother. That was, Phil didn't say that. The wrestling world doesn't necessarily need CM Punk, and that's absolutely fine. Everyone seems to be doing great. I don't know. It's like flavors of ice cream. I walk into an ice cream shop one time, and I'm like, oh, that seems like a good flavor. Give me two scoops of that. It's just got to be the right time, right place, right situation. From a creative mind standpoint, stepping back and looking at the landscape of everything, there are people in WWE that I have wrestled before that maybe in a certain situation could be interesting. There's also the business side of things. What's the biggest possible match for CM Punk? I think there's Kenny Omega on the one side. And, you know, unfortunately, ironically enough, for me to go back to WWE, who's the biggest match for me? It's probably Triple H. That's ironic because it's nothing I'm interested in. It's just what it is. Am I going to be a businessman and say that's the match? That's the big money match? Well, it's not my money, so it's not for me to say." He's 100% right about the WWE thing. The money match for him probably is Triple H. It probably is.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. Or if Triple H had some sort of like proxy, maybe it'd be that. Like if there was a really high profile proxy of some sort for CM Punk. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Number one, I feel kind of bad for Phil Brooks. He has to seemingly answer this question a lot. And it always comes down to the same thing. You know, if there's something interesting, if there's something that he's interested in and the money fits, then that combination, as he calls it here, what did he say? The formula, the right combination could be figured out. Then he'd be into it. Interesting. He didn't mention, Will Ospreay here, who called him out. He's mentioned, I think Kenny Omega a couple times, at this point. So maybe at some point that seems to be like the likeliest scenario to get him back in the ring would be a Kenny Omega match, maybe even an All Out, if my prediction is to be is to come to fruition at some point. So yeah, I mean, I imagine it'd be one of those things where it just happens pretty quickly. You know, it's like, hey, all of a sudden the stars align, and then all of a sudden we'll hear about it. TNT will want to advertise that, perhaps, his arrival in AEW.
But yeah,
in WWE, I mean, I don't know, who knows, maybe the conversation that Triple H referred to that happened 18 months ago or so or whatever it was, maybe, hey, Phil, have you, any interest in coming back? You and I could have a go around, ha, ha, ha. No.
How about we go, we're supposed to do it WrestleMania 30. Let's do it now. Yeah. You know.
No.
No.
He texts back, click, 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 no. Yeah, so
for me, brother.
so I mean, you know, yeah, I don't know. I mean, would CM Punk turn anybody's would he jack up the ratings by a million for anybody? No. Would it be the thing that might start getting AEW past a million on a regular basis? Maybe. I mean, they seem to sniff at that. I mean, I don't know if they're interested in that. Tony Khan definitely seems to like doing things his way, you know, and CM Punk comes with some amount of baggage, you'd think. You know, I know he says that he's not Hogan. He's not going to come in and start demanding things. But also that just basically means I'm not going to come in unless I like the situation. I'm not going to come in demanding the situation. So, I mean, you know, the fact that he hasn't said, no, I'm never wrestling again, I'm retired, I don't do that anymore, means that there is the possibility out there. It's just the stars have to align. And, you know, as you know, in wrestling, it's difficult for stars to align often.
Yeah. And I think I would think as the years go on, as he gets older, the odds of it happening are probably decreasing. Maybe not by a huge amount, but you would think they would be decreasing.
For the normal wrestler, I would say probably not, because, you know, you can be 50 years old and still take a bump and wreck your body. But with CM Punk, you would think that he would expect of himself a certain level of physical performance. And that's why I think you're right about that.
I think he wouldn't come back if he didn't think he could perform up to the level that he used to.
And I would imagine at some point he'll be interviewed, you know, in the next 5-10 years, and somebody would say, hey, are you going to come back? And at some point he'll say, body ain't going to handle it. So no, it's a hard no. You know, I mean, he seems to be pretty open about stuff, and he seems to be pretty open about the fact that, you know, he wouldn't say no. There are circumstances that, you know, he's obviously said no to. But that's fluid and that could change. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below. Does the world need CM Punk? Well, does the wrestling world, or the world of horror now, apparently. I don't know what this Jacob's wife is thing. I want to go back and watch that other one that he did.
Yeah, no, I never got a chance to see it, but it looked interesting.
It looked pretty cool. Before we continue on to the next news story, quick reminder to hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to the channel. Make sure you always know when we're going live or when we have a new video up. You can give us a like now, and if it turns out you hate the video, you can always take that like back away, Larson.
Yeah.
I think you just
hit. Yeah, but then if you decide later on that you like it again, you can always give the like back.
Apparently, the days of dislikes are numbered, though. Like, there's some rumors that YouTube has taken away this, so you can't express yourself that way at some point. Let's talk about WrestleMania. Of course, it happened this past weekend, and apparently there might have been some changes made at the last minute. Not shocking at all.
Hardly shocking.
That's right. Last night during our Raw recap, we discussed a Fightful Select report. By the way, go subscribe to Fightful Select as well.
Subscribe to Fightful Select.
And that stated the finish to Sunday's Fiend versus Orton match was changed over the weekend at the behest of Bruce Pritchard and Vince McMahon. Although I like that you didn't add an and here. It just says Bruce Pritchard, Vince McMahon. They're just one person at this point. They went through Rawgate. They combined. Now they're one person.
Yes.
Fightful's report was subsequently confirmed by the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer, who then added that three match finishes were changed or finalized over the weekend, with the finish to Orton versus Fiend happening hours before the show. Brian Alvarez, also there, the Wrestling Observer, noted that four matches had their finishes changed. So kind of interesting about that. Apparently one of the matches you can take off the list of potential matches that were changed was the Roman Reigns Edge Daniel Bryan match. Fightful Select has a write-up on that. Won't go into too much detail there, but apparently that was the plan. Roman Reigns winning that match was a plan for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
There's some cool details there. Another reason go subscribe to Fightful Select.
But the creative behind the match is definitely worth giving it a read.
Baseless speculation time, Larson, for you and our friendos in the comments. What other three matches had their finishes changed? I have a speculation on one.
Same.
And it would be Apollo versus Big E. Okay. I think probably the outcome maybe was always the same, because having somebody debut in a big role like that, Dabakato, was probably always going to be the plan, because it's kind of a big deal. But given that there was a report, I believe from Fightful Select, that going into the weekend, there was still a lot of uncertainty as to what a Nigerian drum fight was and how they were going to handle that. It wouldn't surprise me if maybe there was some creative changes that happened there, given that they didn't even know what that match was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. The one match I thought of was Lashley versus Drew. Because the story leading into it would lead one to believe that Drew was getting that title. And maybe they thought, all right, Lashley hasn't been champ for that long. Let's have Lashley have a media moment as champ because it's deserved. Lashley deserves that moment. And then maybe as soon as Backlash, we'll put the title back on Drew.
Is that going to be your early prediction for WrestleMania Backlash? And by the way, please refer to it by its proper name, Larson. WrestleMania.
Sorry, Backlash. WrestleMania Backlash. It's 4 weeks away. It's too soon to even do any sort of preliminary predictions. I mean, based on my results at WrestleMania, I shouldn't be doing predictions, period.
I think you and I are in the same boat. I might have gotten this title, but neither of our results were all that impressive.
Nothing to brag about. Certainly not.
Nothing to brag about. I would say that those all look. That seems pretty normal.
When it says finishes, it doesn't necessarily mean the outcome of the match. Like the outcome of the match could have been the same.
Could be the
but
yeah.
How it ended could have changed.
How the booking could have gone down. I mean, it's possible. I don't know. That Rhea Ripley Asuka match was so underwhelming. I doubt it didn't seem like that had any fine tuning to it. So I'm not sure that would have been one of them. I guess you could have done some clever stuff with Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon. Maybe they sort of started putting that together at the last minute. Who knows? The AJ Styles and Moss match was so perfectly booked. I find it difficult to believe there's any last minute changes there.
Mm-hmm.
That phenomenal forearm off his shoulders is so great.
That was great. That was great.
That was so great. That was like, man, that's one of my personal sort of guilty pleasure matches of the year. You know, it's like, it's not like a 5-star match, but it's like, what did you just enjoy the most?
And it was also that. They had a story to tell and they told it pretty
yeah,
darn
right.
well.
Yeah.
It didn't necessitate being a 5-star match to tell that story.
I loved how the finish of Drew versus Bobby went down. Man, I thought that was such a great story beat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at these and I'm like, yeah, I don't know what else really could have been changed all that much. Like, you think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they probably just said, hey, go out there and do that stuff. You know, just go out there and do that stuff. Bad Bunny, Damian Priest, The Miz, John Morrison, that looked like it was like
that
so logically.
I guarantee
booked.
You that was rehearsed a lot. They probably practiced that.
I doubt they could have changed anything there. Yeah, I doubt they could have. The tag team turmoil was kind of a mess. Maybe they had changed some stuff around there. Maybe that's why it was a mess. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins, I kind of feel also they just told them, hey, go put on the best match you can and tell the best story you can.
Here's who's going over. Yeah, go do the match.
Yep. Yeah. But anyways, let us know in the comments below. Let us know what you guys think about that.
I'm going to say the four matches that were the change of the four matches on day two that caused me to lose prediction.
So before that, you would have won. You would have swept all those matches. That's that's a good.
Help me feel better.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a healthy attitude to have there. For
yeah,
you.
Sure. So tonight, NXT moves to Tuesdays, and I feel like here they're previewing the entire show.
This is like a beat by beat rundown.
This could exactly be how the breakdown for the show because first item here: new NXT champion Karrion Kross kicks off NXT Tuesday night.
Oh, wow. Also,
I have a hard time believing they're going to have two promo bits back to back, but I could be wrong about that.
Here from new NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez this Tuesday night on NXT.
Frankie Monet arrives on NXT this Tuesday night.
See what happened after Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole's Unforgettable War last Thursday night.
Yes. NXT Cruiserweight Champion Santos Escobar issues open challenge for Tuesday night.
Catch the fallout from NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver on NXT's new night this Tuesday. What? That's part of the preview? Catch the fallout. That's what this whole thing is.
They're really making sure that you know that it's on Tuesday this week.
Well, it is this Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. MSK make their first NXT Tag Team Championship defense against Killian Dane and Drake Maverick.
What day is that taking place on? It doesn't say here.
Tuesday night.
Well, it didn't say that.
Sorry.
Again, also Leon Ruff set for heated grudge match with Isaiah Swerve Scott.
And then finally, Dexter Lumis, Bronson Reed, Shotzi Blackheart, and Ember Moon collide with The Way in 8-man mixed tag team action.
That should be a lot of fun. We'll be reviewing that. We'll be doing our recap for that tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. So mm-hmm. be sure to hang out with us then over at the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Before we go, want a quick reminder, head over to patreon.com/Steven Larson. If you want to help support the show, we've got a variety of reward tiers over there with a variety of rewards. At the $5 mark, you can check out Friendo Club TV Live. It's a 3 times a week live stream we do. It's also available after the fact on VOD, and that's for $5 a month. 3 additional bits of bonus content.
What are we doing today on Friendo Club TV?
Today we are going to, it's live at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be power ranking.
2 p.m. Pacific, it's 5 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, 5 p.m. Eastern. There's a 2-hour difference, not a 3-hour difference. Today we're going to be...
It'll be 4 Central. Sorry, I'll stop interrupting you.
4 Central, thank you. We're going to be power ranking angles that should be coming,
we're going to do power ranking Mania moments, best Mania moments.
Oh, yeah. Mania moments. next time you do the damn outro then. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.